Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Saturday the 23rd of November. There are warnings of gales in all areas. The general synopsis at 1800, Atlantic low 972, expected 100 miles west of Rockall 936 by 1800 Saturday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking north at Cirra, south at Cirra, northwesterly 5 to 7, backing southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, occasionally severe gale 9 in south at Cirra. Wintry showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, variable 3 or 4, becoming south or southeast 7 to severe gale 9. Showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, west or northwest 4 to 6, backing southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, northwest 5 to 7, backing south or southwest 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9 later. Wintry showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, west or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Showers, good. Trafalgar, south or southeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Fair, good. Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, southerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later in west, except in Lundy. 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, south or southwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10. Rain, moderate or poor, occasionally good later. Shannon, Rockall, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, increasing gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 in North Rockall, decreasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, squally showers later, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 in Bailey, decreasing 6 to gale 8 later in Malin and Hebrides. Rain, squalls later, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Fair Isle, variable 3 or 4, becoming southeast 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Faroes, southeast Iceland, cyclonic 7 or gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later. Wintry showers at first, rain later, good, occasionally poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southeast 4, slight drizzle and rain, 24 miles, 1003 falling. Stornoway, southwest 2, 8 miles, 1003 falling slowly. Lerwick, northwest 1, 24 miles, 1006 rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest 2, 19 miles, 1006, now falling. Aberdeen, calm, 6 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 2, 22 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Boomer, southwest 3, more than 38 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Bridlington, west 2, 1010, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 4, 11 miles, 1015. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast 1, 1014, falling slowly. Jersey, southwest by south 3, 24 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, South by West 4, 1013. Scilly Automatic, South by East 6, recent rain, 13 miles, 1008, falling quickly. Milford Haven, South 4, 13 miles, 1009, falling. Aberporth, South Southeast 3, rain, 27 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Valley, South by East 4, 30 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, South Southeast 3, 16 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Valencia, Southeast 6, moderate rain, 2 miles, 993, falling very rapidly. Ronald's Way, South 4, 27 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Malin Head, South Southeast 4, 24 miles, 1003, falling. Macrihanish Automatic, East Southeast 3, 24 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday. The general situation, a transient ridge of high pressure will clear eastwards with a spell of lighter winds and fair weather for a time overnight. A deep Atlantic low will bring gale or severe gale force winds and rain to all areas through Saturday and into Sunday. Storm force winds are also expected for a time to the west of Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally 6 later. Wintry showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 7 or gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 for a time, veering south 5 or 6 later. Wintry showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwest 3 to 5, backing southeast 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Wintry showers at first, then rain, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 3 to 5, backing south or southeast 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 5 to 7 later. Wintry showers at first, then rain, moderate or good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly 6 to gale 8. Wintry showers at first, then rain, moderate or good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8. Showers, then rain, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 6 to gale 8. Occasional rain, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, south 3 to 5, veering southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9. Showers at first, rain, good, becoming moderate or poor, occasionally good later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 in west, veering southwesterly later. Showers at first, perhaps wintry, rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Showers at first, then rain, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, south veering southwest 5 or 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Squally rain, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Isle of Man, south or southeast 4 or 5, increasing gale 8 or severe gale 9, veering southwest 6 or 7, increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 in north, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Rain, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly 2 to 4, backing southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, backing southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7 later. Rain, good, becoming moderate or poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southeasterly 5 or 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, increasing storm 10 for a time in west, veering southwesterly 6 or 7 later. Rain, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing gale 8 or severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 later in west, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Shetland Isles, northwest 4 to 6, veering east or southeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Rain later, moderate or good, becoming moderate or poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. It's coming up to 1 o'clock in just a moment. It'll be time for Radio 4 to hand over to the BBC World Service. Business Matters will be getting underway over there. And if you're looking for a vintage thriller, over on Radio 4 Extra, Lester Powell's story of a hard-nosed Irish-American private eye, Lady in a Fog, continues. And of course, there's plenty to keep you informed, educated and entertained on BBC Sounds until Radio 4 returns at 5:20. Until then, this is Richard Evans wishing you, wherever you're listening to us, a very peaceful night. Good night.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Donald Trump has nominated the pro-tariff Wall Street investor Scott Bessent to be his Treasury Secretary. The hedge fund manager has advised the president-elect on economic policy and shares his desire to cut taxes. Here's Peter Bowes.
Donald Trump said Scott Bessent was widely respected as one of the world's foremost international investors and would help usher in a new golden age for the United States. He added that his Treasury Secretary would support policies that drive US competitiveness and, as he put it, stop unfair trade imbalances. Mr. Bessent has previously called for the next Trump administration to pursue American energy dominance and an extension of tax cuts from the president-elect's first term.
Venezuela's Attorney General has accused the opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, of treason and conspiring with a foreign country. Tarek William Saab said Ms. Machado had supported US sanctions targeting President Nicolas Maduro after his contested re-election in July. Glitzia Sala reports.
Maria Corina Machado has been in hiding in Venezuela since July's election. This week, she'd thanked the US Congressman Mike Walls for championing a bill, passed on Monday, that bans US agencies from dealing with anyone tied to Mr. Maduro's government. Venezuela's Attorney General says Ms. Machado's support for tougher US measures constitutes treason and has launched an investigation. President Maduro was declared winner of the election by a government-aligned commission, though no detailed vote counts were released. Both Ms. Machado and the opposition presidential candidate Edmundo González said the election was stolen.
A woman who successfully sued the Irish mixed martial arts star Conor McGregor for sexual assault says her case has shown victims that they have a voice. Nikita Hand said she was attacked by McGregor at a party in Dublin. She's now been awarded damages in a civil